With that, please call item 682.
Authorized memorandum of understanding with the American Red Cross for cooperation in emergency preparedness, response, and recovery.
Good morning.
Good morning. For the record, my name is Jonna Popeff-Themiu, and I work at the Bureau of Emergency Management as the Planning Policy and Communications Manager. And I'm joined this morning by Monique Dugas from the Red Cross. We're here to present a memorandum of understanding between the City and the Red Cross that renews a previous agreement. It states that the Red Cross and the City of Portland will work together to prepare, respond, and recover from emergencies, to share information about the needs of Portlanders affected by disasters, and to cooperate to meet those needs. It is not about the exchange of funds. I work on call as a duty officer for PBEM, and from time to time I get called to an incident where a fire or another event has left Portlanders in need of emergency shelter, and I am always so grateful for the very prompt, professional, and free resources of the Red Cross. As the planning manager at PBEM, I also participate in a countywide process to plan mass shelters that might be needed in a widespread event, such as an earthquake, and the Red Cross has also been an invaluable partner in that work. The expertise that they have built in our region over many years increases our collective capacity to respond to a major event. So with that, I'd like to turn it over to Monique.
Thank you so much for that, Jonna, and thank you for the opportunity to speak with you today. Like Jonna said, my name is Monique Dugas, and I'm the Regional Director of Communications for the Red Cross. When there's a need for disaster relief services, service to members of the armed forces, international assistance, life-saving blood, and health and safety training, the Red Cross is there to help. Each year, the Red Cross helps more than 60,000 responds to help at more than 60,000 disasters across the nation. Our local volunteers board planes and travel to locations where they've never been to help people that they've never met. And in 2016, our local Red Cross in Oregon and Southwest Washington responded to approximately 650 local disasters, many of which were home fires affecting ordinary families, and we came to help our neighbors in need. We provide shelter, food, and other assistance, sometimes something as simple as a toothbrush, to help that family get back on their feet. Many of these disasters do not make headlines. It's a responder coming in the middle of the night to help a family who has just lost everything. But a number of our responses do make headlines, and I'd like to share just a couple of those with you where the Red Cross has provided help and hope. In October 2016, Portland Fire and Rescue heroically evacuated a densely populated area of Northwest Portland. You're familiar with this story, the gas explosion in Northwest. Very shortly after the explosion, the Red Cross was there to help with public information needs, to establish a reception center for information, and to help people who had been affected to find a safe place to stay and get back on their feet. The Red Cross also helped to provide emergency assistance, such as water and food, to local first responders. In another incident, over the winter, a large fire destroyed the Hotel Alder, a low-income residential property in downtown Portland. The Red Cross was there, mobilizing rapidly to help the people affected with providing food, shelter, prescription medications, health, and mental health assistance for 2 weeks. And an example that did not make headlines. Last year, Jimmy, a Portland resident, woke up from a nap he was taking to his home engulfed in flames. The Red Cross had installed smoke alarms in his home the year prior and helped his family to put together a family evacuation plan. Jimmy credits the Red Cross with helping him know what to do and alerting him to the fire. Everyone in the home made it out safely. We also responded to help Jimmy immediately after the fire. He and his family were provided with a place to stay and other basic needs from the Red Cross. Every day, on average 3 times a day, the Red Cross responds to help a family who's lost their home in a fire, flood, wildfire, or windstorm. In fact, this past year, the Red Cross has responded to more than 100 disasters within the city of Portland, helping people in need with nowhere else to turn. I think you probably see a theme emerging. When there is a need, the Red Cross is there to help. And I would like to encourage you and ask you to please to adopt this ongoing memorandum of understanding with the Red Cross. We appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you. Colleagues, any further questions at this time? Is there any public testimony on this matter?
Yes, we have four people signed up. The first three are Robert West, Star Stauffer, and Veronica Bernier.
Very good. And just out of curiosity, we had a number of items pulled from the consent agenda, items 670, 671, and 672. Are you able to testify on those matters as well?
I am.
Great. Okay. So we'll take care of this one first. Thank you.
Veronica, let's go with you first.
Okay, good. Good morning. It's lovely to see you all this morning. I am Veronica, Portland State University graduate in the School of Public Health and Safety. My field is pediatric, having been a former pediatric nurse, intensive care unit nurse, for over 10 years, I think, just like Amanda here, who is a nurse herself. I'm happy to be talking to you, Mayor Ted Wheeler. I know you're busy, and my email page is sometimes up and down. And, of course, we support you. Continue to support your work as a nurse, and we're grateful to have one on the board. Mayor Wheeler, we'll get to know one another further on, I know that. And Commissioner Dan Saltzman, of course, we know our paths have crossed before, and you've always done good work being the senior member of the board. I don't see Nick Fish here, but I know he's very comfortable. I know him from the Sacramento area. Okay. Mrs. Fritz, you're an RN, I'm an LVN, Local 250 San Francisco, and your background is unimpeachable. The mayor comes in with great colors and credits from his background as a political servant. And, of course, Commissioner Dan Saltzman is our little hero of the day, always one to pick up the ball when someone drops it. I think that whenever there's a fire, there's always a questionable area about what started, what and when and where. And the Red Cross always comes through. Within 24 hours, they're always there, even though, like under Rodney Rogers, within 24 hours, they should be to your doorstep to help out the families. So I support all this work unilaterally. I think the blood bank's a good idea. And I also think we could use some more snacks out there. I do have a food handler's license, and it is with the Red Cross. So National Red Cross knows I'm out here. Great Fund of 95. Kudos to you on the board for continuing to support our administration, even in these troubling political up and down times.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Yes. My name is Robert West. I'm with From the Police 911. I do support the Red Cross. The thing is sharing is not necessarily caring. And what I mean by that is, when you start putting nonprofit organizations like the Red Cross and the city together, there's issues of people's personal confidentiality. Like, for instance, if my house burnt down, I wouldn't want the city council or city bureaus to know what assistance I'm getting from the Red Cross or that I received any assistance. And that's my main concern. Is that, you know, what then all of a sudden my information becomes public because all your documents are public record. And so my concern is the confidentiality with the assistance the Red Cross gives and what your guys' records would indicate. So that's what I wanted to bring up, is the confidentiality of the people that are receiving assistance from the Red Cross, because their assistance should be confidential. And if you put it with city stuff or city information, then all of a sudden it's not confidential. And you also have an issue with security, where people could look up records of women, children, and stuff like that on public record. and that I think cities should really look at. I don't think the city should be involved in the Red Cross stuff unless there can be a way of doing it where names and ages and stuff like that are not public.
Thank you.
Good afternoon at this point, Star Stoffer. I have to concur with Bob. I'm concerned about the safety aspect as far as the partnership or cooperation, however you want to call it, with Red Cross. I understand that certain tragedies don't necessarily fall in resources lent out, don't necessarily fall under HIPAA agreements. However, once again, with the political climate that we're in, people who have nefarious intent will utilize these records to target certain individuals who are receiving public assistance, whether it be from Red Cross or another public resource, especially if the city's in cooperation. Like he said, those records become public. As we know, the people are often targeted in this city at this point by way of public record searches. Their names are pulled out, their houses are gone to, they receive hate mail, they receive death threats for receiving services, for speaking out, for just being black or brown, especially if the Red Cross is assisting anybody who happens to be a person of color. Where does their privacy start and where does it end? And as far as the city's cooperation, exactly what does that entail? What amount of cooperation are we talking about here? Because that seems very vague. There is no real description of what cooperation means when the city is partnering with Red Cross. And I can't feel comfortable with a partnership, and neither should the rest of this community, if we don't fully understand everything that that means and what comes with it, including possible and potential privacy invasion.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor.
One more. We have Adam Maram Milan.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good morning. Afternoon. I want to thank City Council members, commissioners, and Mr. Mayor. My name is Adam Murray Millen, and I am a full-time student. I am a service industry employee, and I'm also a recent member of the Portland Human Rights Commission. I'm very proud to be here today, and thank you so much for hearing my testimony. I chose to speak on this issue because I feel very thankful for nonprofit organizations collaborating with the city to address issues of public health. And what we heard today in regard to this specific issue is a disaster response. And I think that's really pertinent to right now because I review the current climate that we live in politically to be more of a public health issue than really anything else. I think that there's a lot of rhetoric politicizing the issue. And as a person of color, the way that I experience the shift into people feeling emboldened to engage in hate activities, I feel more empathy than anger. I see it as a conflict where we're struggling with the identity of the city. And when I look at city council, I don't see you folks to be bad people. And I don't think that you set out to represent the side of evil. In fact, I'm struggling to humanize hate activities and people that feel initiated through those ambitions to kind of engage in like ethnic cleansing and things like that. So what I want to encourage is maybe some preventative action in terms of you folks have heard about the threats on like the Good in the Hood parade. I want you to be there, and I think that the Red Cross should be there, and I think that we should really encourage folks to, rather than focus on the victims receiving the violence, maybe focus on the perpetuators of that violence first, and engage them and address their mental health needs, because really, I think this is a public health issue and a mental health issue. Thank you so much for your time. I'm done.
Excellent testimony.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
And I will just note that I have seen the Red Cross in the Good in the Hood parade on previous occasions, and I'm looking forward to walking in it again this year.
Thank you. So is there any other comment on this, colleagues? If not, this is a non-emergency first reading of an ordinance. It moves to second reading. Could you